couple of weeks back, my wonderful wife and I celebrated our fourth wedding anniversary. And every year around our anniversary time, we call Gordo's father, the Right Reverend Dr. Jim, and ask him to go to dinner with us, and Gordo's mother goes as well. So we have dinner with the Keiths. It's a yearly ritual since is the one who married us.
Craig sees my parents more than I do.
And we have a great time with them every year. It's great conversation. And this time we brought our wedding album, which also has another Gordo family influence because his wife was our wedding photographer. And she put the album together for us and did a wonderful job.
This is the nicest wedding album I've ever seen.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's really nice.
So we brought the album to dinner the other night, and we showed it to Gordo's folks. And with the album, anytime we show the album to somebody, we also have to tell our ghost story. There's a picture in this album that we noticed after flipping through it a few times. And it's a picture of my wife and I entering the reception. And we're kind of in the foyer area. We got married at a hotel in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And as we are walking in, Gordo's wife snaps this photo of us. And as you look at the photo, you see me, my wife, and then in the background there's a window. And looking in the window is a woman, maybe... I brought the album for you guys to look at this morning so you could see the picture. She's maybe, 55, 60?
Yeah, at least. Late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, I don't want to see it, George. You guys can keep it to look at it.
You can pass it over here, George.
She's got gray hair. She's dressed as though she's from another time period, like maybe the 1800s.
Like a pioneer woman?
Like a pioneer woman. She has little glasses on.
Very creepy looking.
Very creepy looking. And she's kind of just staring out into space, not necessarily looking at us. She's just kind of staring.
Kind of bug-eyed.
Yeah. All right, so the first question anybody asks is this somebody you guys know? And the answer is no. It's nobody we've ever seen before. It's nobody any of our friends brought to the wedding. It was nobody working there, apparently, that we noticed. They're not dressed like an employee of that hotel. It's nobody I've ever seen before.
Yeah.
So then we learn about the legend of the ghost that stays at this hotel in Santa Fe. And her name was Julia Staub, and she lived in what was called the Staub House. It's now called the Staub House. It's a bar in this hotel. And she apparently was sick. She had some kind of illness, and so she was housebound for her final 30 years in life. I don't know all the details of the story, but this is roughly what the story is.
She was a rich woman.
Rich woman. And she stayed in the upstairs suite in this house that later became the hotel. And she died, I believe, at around age 55 or 60. And there have been sightings at this hotel of Julia Staub for years and years and years. People see her at the top of the stairway, or they see her appear in a doorway or something like that. Nobody's ever had a photograph of her, so we don't really have anything to compare it to. The only picture of Julia Staub is a portrait that hangs in the Staub House in that suite where she lived, and it's a portrait of her in her 20s. This picture that we have in our wedding album, could that be Julia Staub in her 60s? I don't know, maybe. Well, we've talked about this for a couple of years, and this last Christmas, we were in Santa Fe. And so we went back to this hotel where we got married. And we wanted to look at this window again. And we wanted to look at this room, and we wanted to get the perspective down and see what was going on. So keep in mind, in this picture, it's me, my wife, and then behind us, this window, and in this window, this woman. So, you know, we go to the reception area, you have to go up about 5 or 6 steps to get to that area. If you guys remember where the reception was outdoors, there was like a little cocktail area, and then you go up the steps into the reception hall. So I said, well, this looks weird. So I walk around to the side of the building where this window is, and I walk up to this window, and I am staring straight into the wall. For me to see into the window, I would have had to be about 8 feet tall.
Really? Because that's the thing. The photo looks like she's... there's something out of proportion about it.
This woman, to walk by that walkway and to look in that window at us, would have to be 7.5, 8 feet tall.
Wow.
And there's no way this woman would have put a ladder up against the window to look into the reception.
No.
And at that time of night, it was, you know, still a little light out. And to look in, we kind of think she would have had to maybe do this with her hands to kind of shade the glare and all that. So there's no there. When I saw that, I freaked out. I said, okay, wait a minute.
That is really creepy.
So this now could not be my explanation the whole time was it was just some weirdo that walked by and looked in the window at our reception. Nobody, unless it was Sean Bradley, could have walked by and just glanced in that window. You can't look into that window from the walkway.
Okay, I posted a cheap iPhone picture of a picture of your ghost on GordonKeith.com. Go to theticket.com, click on Gordon Keith, and you can see the picture of Junior, and over his right shoulder is the window, and you can clearly see the woman looking in it. Now, you're saying a few things about the woman, though, that don't seem anachronistic. Like, is that her glasses look like a more modern design, a rimless glasses. You would think if it was from the early 1900s or so, they would be wire-framed or something. And she looks like she's holding a styrofoam cup of coffee.
Oh, really?
Well, what? There's some little white thing down there on the sill area. It looks like either she's holding something or that's part of the window.
I can't see it.
Okay, go to...
Yeah, I'm on your website, but it's not on there yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Hit refresh.
Yeah, I just did, and there's just a girl with gigantic cans.
Well, no.
Is that her? That's the ghost?
It's Junior's ghost.
Yeah, I don't see
it
yet.
Are you seeing it?
Hang on.
George?
Stand by.
Here's a...
Okay.
Now I just see a girl with...
The giant jugs?
Huge... bitties.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see something. Okay. So, let's try to dismiss what we know. It's not photoshopped in, right? Your wife didn't play a joke
on
us.
No, she's pretty meticulous about taking out distracting things.
Okay. It's not a reflection. Like, there was nobody, we know there was no one.
No, that's not a reflection.
There was no one in the room that looked like this, so it's not a reflection in the window.
Could it be a reflection? There's no way. No, reflection is not that detailed.
No.
It doesn't have that resolution.
Yeah. All right, we know it wasn't anybody outside just walking by and looking in, standing there.
Because you said this woman would have had to been... What's the bottom of the sill from the standing area?
All right, I was looking straight into the wall, and
okay,
the bottom of the sill was probably, I would say, 6.5 feet. I would say a foot above me.
Okay, so 7 feet is where the bottom of that sill is compared with the outdoor grounds.
And she can see from her chest up, so she would have to be eight feet tall.
And there's something out of proportion about the way she's even standing in there. Even if she was 8 feet tall, her angle is not right towards the window or something.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's creepy looking.
So what is your, as a ghost hunter, what is your explanation? As a myth buster, what's your explanation?
East of the Rockies, you are on the air. Hello.
Knowing what I do about this case so far, my conclusion is that you're gay. Well, she's wearing a strange outfit that looks like either some sort of a nun's habit or...
A graduate.
Yeah.
Or a musician.
Or just a flat-out pioneer woman.
Uh-huh.
I think that this is... And her mom was a nun at one point, right?
Uh-huh.
This is one of her best friends that had passed away who was coming and checking on... Because your mom had passed
away. No, my mom had passed away about 9 months earlier.
Right.
Could that have been my mom, just in a different form?
Wow. Interesting. If it is your mom, It's a little disturbing that she wasn't a little bit happier for you than she seems to be in the picture.
It doesn't look like my mom.
No, it doesn't look like your mom. But could it just be like a nun that your mom sent to check on you because your mom,
like, maybe
didn't want to make the trip or something like that?
Could it be the ghost of Julia Staub? Because it looks like roughly her age when she would have passed away.
I didn't think you could
60.
Take a picture of a ghost. I thought they didn't show up in photos. You know, they just had their hat would just show up or something.
That's the thing, is all the research I've done on Julia Staub, when people say that we have photographic evidence of Julia Staub, and it'll be like
a green
energy blob
or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not much detail.
That's the weird thing, is Junior showed us the photo before we did the segment, and I expected to see just that. Just some sort of flash of light, and I was going to, okay, yeah, Junior, that's definitely a ghost. That is one of the freakiest things I've ever seen.
It is.
And especially when you say that the window was high enough where someone walking by could not just look in.
Right. Then it's in chills down your spine.
Up on a ladder?
Why would they be window cleaning while wedding's going on wearing a nun's outfit? Yeah.
Yeah, and usually window cleaners aren't old and white, are they?
No. No, the ones here are young and usually Hispanic. I have no explanation other than it's a ghost. There is no logical explanation, and believe me, I'm the one that's always looking for a logical explanation to something. And when we went there this Christmas, I thought, okay. Because my wife has always said, well, I don't know about that window. I don't think anyone could look into it. And I've always been the one thinking, of course, it's, you know, it's going to be 4 feet high, and it's obvious that someone was just walking by and looking in. And I'm telling you, this Christmas, when I saw that window and how high it was, I freaked out.
They haven't remodeled that place, have they?
No.
Now, her ghost, Julia Staub's ghost, has been talked about on those TV shows. And
that's what your parents told me.
Yeah, and it's part of the Santa Fe haunted history tour and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. But nobody has a picture of her until now.
Yeah, everyone's saying, here's the P1 saying it looks photoshopped. And this is an awesome prank we're playing on Junior. There was no prank in this. And I'm trying to get a hold of the photographer now.
Right,
who's dodging my calls.
That's the only explanation that I could come up with, is that it was photoshopped. And when I brought that up to your parents,
it looks photoshopped, but
said,
I know it's
they
not.
They said, no, she wouldn't do that. And I said, but Gordo would. And no, not with the wedding album. No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
And First time caller line.
I just didn't think of it.
And, but you didn't.
No.
And she didn't,
no.
As far as we know.
As far as I know.
Yeah, why would she?
She wouldn't. And I brought this up to her, and she said, you know, that she'll look for the image. I mean, she would have remembered if she's dying laughing, hey, I'm going to put this 18th century nun in the window.
Right.
Watch this. I'll make her, you know, doing hook 'em horns, too.
So the explanation is there's no explanation.
Unexplained. And it is on GordonKeith.com. I don't know why you guys can't bring it up.
Let me see now. Did it replace the girl with the gigantic jugs, or?
Well, she's up under.
Okay, yeah, there it is. Yeah, now that's a little murkier photo.
Once I get a copy of the real image, I'll put it on there. That's just taken from my iPhone, a picture of your picture in your photo album. Yeah. So I'll get a better one up there.
All right, that's the ghost story I wanted to tell you guys. It is 8:31, Sports Radio 13. Oh, wait, Lou says he might have an answer.
Uh-oh.
Is this serious? Okay, hi, Lou, you're on the ticket.
Well, I'm just guessing. Could it be some kind of double exposure, an image already in the camera that she had taken somewhere else?
You don't have... I'm pretty sure that was a digital wedding. She was using a digital camera.
And you know what? If it was a double exposure...
Well, sir, you don't have to hate yourself that much.
If it's a double exposure, it fits too perfectly in that window.
Right.
It's not overlapping anything.
No. I'm pretty sure that was a digital wedding.
Have you sent this photo to the hotel to say, hey, look at this crazy thing and put this in your
ghost
collection?
We're going to.
P1 Dave emails and says, I don't know what's creepier, the ghost or the look on Junior's face.
You got to consider, I was a lifelong bachelor and about to get hitched. That's why I was looking so scared.
Yeah, Junior was scared to death,
like,
but it wasn't of a ghost.
All right, 8:32 on the ticket. Coming up next... How much financial trouble is Tom Hicks in? Is he really trying to sell the Rangers? We'll ask him on the ticket.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, my.
Wow, hi, this is George DeJohn. Medical doctor Michael Applebaum said Oprah Winfrey belongs in jail for shortening people's lives with non-qualified doctors who are giving unhealthy advice. It's